We heard both of our readings this morning of intercessions. Simon's mother was sick, and they asked for intercessions, or they interceded with Peter's mother. And in the Colossians, that St. Paul wrote, "When we pray for you." Now, Jesus is doing more of these intercessions using his hands and healing. I want to talk more this morning on our intercessions with prayer. So again, let's go a little deeper in St. Paul. He wrote, "We always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the holy ones because of the hope reserved for you in heaven." Paul is talking about that relationship of praying with each other and for others when we're not in the same place. I mean, how many people are we thinking today in our own minds that aren't actually physically here at Mass? Somebody that's a friend over across the country, or a soldier over the sea, or somebody that's sick. You know, when I was in the seminary, I remember asking a rector, because we began as seminarians to have people to pray for them. And I said, how do you, Father, pray for people? He said, I do it right there, face to face, and that's it. So that's interesting. Besides, it's really powerful to pray for somebody face to face. That was a big thing. And then I realized as a priest, a lot of people ask for prayers. So just a few thoughts for all of us. I think the first is, if somebody asks you to pray for them, do it. I mean, right there. If it's a new thing, it's kind of odd, just walk together and just say, well, let's say the Hail Mary together. Let's say the Our Father together. If you have that gift from God, the charism, a gift to actually pray in your heart, to say with them, "Hey, Father, I'm gathering with my friend or N, whatever the name is, and Lord, please send your Spirit upon them right now. Please help them, they're sick. Let's pray together with the Our Father," or something like that. Other prayers of intercessions, that is a gift from God. That's a gift from the Holy Spirit. If you are really into, like, big time praying for others, your list in your mind or on a paper, that's a gift from God, and that's a powerful gift to serve. Other thoughts with praying for other intercessions. I think one is a huge one. Every Mass have, you know, sometimes focus on one person or a group, but prepare yourself to a different prayer each day. Many of you are coming to daily Mass. So what is the person you could pray for today? You know, who are the people I can pray for? Just as I am as a pastor, to offer that Mass for this intercession. Another is to just think, like, again, a rosary. To bring those names into a rosary if you're doing it. In your mind or aloud. Like, just during the day, you can think, well, today I want to really pray for my son or daughter. This is the day I want to think of this person. I mean, any letters, any emails, texting even, to say, hey, know my prayers for you today. Your holy hour, same thing. I always do this one now. I loved it from a missionary that was coming to Mass. It said, for all of our prayers in our hearts and for those who have asked us to pray for them. Because we're humans. I love that as a priest because I hear a lot of people that ask for prayers. Well, then every day at Mass, daily Mass, weekend Masses, I like to say that, hey, Lord, I'm a human. I didn't remember everybody, but I want to pray for them too. So think about these intercessions and prayers for others. That's a big part of why we come to Mass together. To walk with each other that are physically here, but also those that are spiritually here around the world. Those important people in our lives, and those we might not even know.